the next case is 10,253.
On that one, we were clear on what requests were being made.
.7-foot variance on the left side, right?
Yeah.
On the new survey.
We'll specify in the minutes that it was as per the September 16, 2008 survey.
Survey.
Yeah, I think it's what I, yeah, stated.
I have it all on the paperwork, but.
But that'd be for all of them on the new surveys of September 16, 2008, and that's what they were. Excuse me. Case number 10,253.
The only thing in this one here is that, if I'm looking at the right survey, they're asking for a 20-foot mobile. You know, if they did narrow that down to 16, they would meet, I don't know whether they, would they meet both sides or just one, could they meet both sides or just one side?
Well, yeah, they could meet, you're looking for 2.1.
2.1 on one side and 1.3 on the opposite side.
2.3 on one side and then 2.1 on the other side.
No.
1.3.
1.3.
Except for the shed.
Yeah, see that sheds?
Well, I was just looking from mobile to.
Mobile to mobile.
I'm looking mobile to mobile.
The 20-foot separation.
You were looking to the porch.
Yeah.
So you're suggesting the necessary variances to allow a 16 by 64?
Well, that's, you know, I know the variance is on the.
Easy way to do it.
You know, it's gonna make the unit longer.
Sure. But then you wouldn't need these other two on the side though, you could bring it in. 16 feet instead of 20. Yeah, you wouldn't need those variances there then.
But the 16.
Huh?
But the 16 footers are longer.
Oh, that's right, yeah, they're longer, 76 feet they though.
It'll be 6 feet longer, but you're 18 feet from the front.
Rick?
Yes.
I thought you said we couldn't?
What's that?
Tell them size.
No, the question I was asked, or I thought I was asked, was whether you could establish some sort of a percentage that you would allow in individual cases.
Yeah, that'd be.
And that's what I said, no, you can't establish a.
I thought I asked you if we could say.
Nothing blanket.
You can't do a blanket type of rule like a percentage.
12-footer off.
Without, I mean, that would necessitate revising the ordinance.
So individually, you could.
You could do each one.
You could say that you could, if, yeah, you could say you would approve a 16-foot.
By 70, because you got 18 feet in the front, right? If I'm looking at this.
Yeah.
So if you went 16 feet, then that way you wouldn't need it on each side, could cut it from a 20 to a 16, and that's gonna add on 6 feet, so then you're gonna have 70, right?
So, and it's gonna increase then that variance from that shed on number 12, right?
Right.
Not necessarily, because they have a 10.
Take it off the front, get 18.
Go to the front.
Yeah, you got 18 there in the front, right? At least there, now, can you do it then?
Is that the setback requirement, 10 feet from the front?
Is it 10 feet?
Alternatively, you could table it with a request that the applicant produce a survey with a placement of a 16-foot by 70.
So moved.
I'd like to see that then, so that we can make that, yeah, make it fit, I mean, we can bring it in, so.
So moved.
Okay, on case number 10,253, got a motion by Mr. Mills, and a second by.
Second.
By Mr. Hudson, that we table case number 10,253, so the applicant can resubmit with a 16 by 70. Trade on that lot. Okay, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion carried.
Would you repeat that again, Mr. Chairman?
Yes, we'd like to have on case number 10,253, is have a new drawing submitted with one on there, 16 by 70, to see how it would fit on there with.
No, because then you can just look at the survey and.
That way, if you pull it in, we'd like to look at that survey and, you know, just have that, just see it.
I can call them and tell them I want to do.
Yeah, please do. And that way, they wouldn't need any, they'd bring it in. Okay, now we're on 10,254.